The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Ksubas Daf Mem Beis. As we start the fourth parak of Ksubas, parak Marish and Ispatato, we have the continuation of the theme of the third parak, which is the Knossos of Oynes U'Mafata. And over here in the Mishnah, what's discussed is the Knossos of Oynes Mafata, the Knas of Oynes U'Mafata itself, in relationship to other dinim where the father has a schus in the earnings of his daughter. There's earnings that the father has in his daughter which are accrued by knosos, that are, so to speak, for damages against the daughter, but they go to the father. And then there are the other dinim we're going to learn about, the hemshich of the perek, which deal with, let's say, the father's schus to be mekadish, the dinim of ksuba, vis-a-vis what schusim the father have. We'll discuss Ketana, we'll discuss Naira, and afterwards Bergeres, and as well the Yischusim for a father in the Maisiyah Daim, in the earnings of his daughter. So the Mishnah, to frame the reference of the differential between the two different types of dinim, introduces to us a concept that Nairish and Espatato Boishso Upigomov Knosa Shalavia Vatsar Bitvusa. So over there the din is that the schusim in the damages awarded to the daughter for the maisa that was done to the daughter go to the father. And here the Mishnah says, Omda bedin ad shalei meso av harein shalav. Let's say there was already a hamoda bedin, edim were already presented in Bezdin, the din Torah already was chal in the Bezdin, even though the psak hadn't been given. There's an amido bedin, even though Bezdin paskin that the offender has to pay the father, but there's an amida bedin that creates the chiyuv ad shele meisoav harein shalav meisoav harein shalachim. That means that if the father died, so as always, any chayvis that are owed to anybody could be collected by his children. If a person's owed money in any, it doesn't make a difference if it's for damages, if it's for chayvis, if it's for business expenses, whatever the case may be. A person dies, the chayvos, the same way his children inherit his assets, they inherit also his chayvos. And it's important to note that a chayv is not just some type of nebulous chus that a person has against somebody else. The Loshon of Chazal is mamoni gaboch, when a Reuven is owed $100. By Shimon, Reuven ki'ilu has a chus in the nechosim of Shimon. There's a shibud nechosim. Loshon of the Rishonim is shibud chatzikinyan. It's, so to speak, there's a lien on the Nechosim of Shimon. Reuven has a schus, an existing schus, in the Nechosim of Shimon. Even if there are no Nechosim, Reuven has, in the person of Shimon, he has a choiv. So the money is owed to him. It's not just a schus, it's not just something that he can collect when he will collect, but it's something that he has now. Therefore, when a person dies, it goes over to his children as all of his other assets. However, here we have a second din. By Maisi Yadayim, the Mishnah says, Maisi Yadayim, the Mishnah says on top of the next domino, the Bezim et al, Maisi Yadayim Mitziyosa, more simple monetary schusim, Maisi Yadayim is not a knas, Afal Pisha Legovso, Meiso Avarein Shalachin, even though the, let's go back to the dinim knas for a second, if the father died before the claim was processed in Bezdin, the halacha would be that the sons do not yarshim. The reason for this is, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings psukim, but let's just say over as a klal, knas is not something that the father has until he actually has it. The basic differential between knas and momen, this will lead us into what we want to discuss. The basic differential between knas and momen is that knas is a schus. Knas is a claim. Let's not use the word schus. Knas is a claim against a person. There's a tviya on a person doing a certain thing, be it the knas of, let's say, if he's a ganev and there's a chiv to pay kefil, or the knas of somebody's eved was killed by a shor, there's a set amount of knas for that, and the knasas that we're talking about, oinis, boishis, gam, so on and so forth, all these knasos, the claim is against the offender. The money is not had, the schus is not owned, there's no money gaboch by the one who has the claim, by the one who was violated, until there's a hamot bedin. in that case, the taina, or the chiyuv, of the offender to pay, of the one who, the mazik, so to speak, to pay, is not a mamoni gabach that could be yarshin by the sons. The sons do not yarshin from their father, the nizik, the schus to claim those claims. When is the point of transfer? When the son can claim only when the money is paid? No. When the money is paid, it's not knas anymore. It's money that the father has in his pocket. After Hamad Abedin, Adkadekak, the Mishnah tells us that Reb Shimon's opinion, Reb Shimon Aimim Loya speak a lingvay sachemeso av harein shalatzmo. Reb Shimon holds that the point of chalois, when it's not just a personal obligation, when it's not just a din that the mechuyiv, that the mazik has to pay, but it becomes mameni gaboch, is only, not even Hamad Abedin, not even when the claim is processed in Bezdin, that it has to be. It has to be where the money was collected. Before that, until the money is collected, it's not owned by the mazik. Says the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, Maisi Odem Tziyosa Ava Pishle Govsa Meso Av Harein Shalachim. Those are regular monetary schusim, like a choyv. It's like business, any shibur in business between two parties, even before the money is given over, there's a proper mamoni gabach. As we said, the shibur is a monetary, not just a moral chiyuv to pay, but there's a shibur. There's considered that there's an actual kinyan there. There's a schus mamoni gabach. In that case, that money can be yashin by the sons from the father. Now here we have an interesting Rashi. The way we are saying, the difference between knas, the first part of the Mishnah, Masi Yodem Tziyoso, is that any choyvois, which are momoin, are owed, even are already an existing, not just owed, but they're an existing monetary schus on the part, on the body of the mazik to the nizik. Knas is a chiyuv of the nizik to do whatever he has to do to make right the hezik that was done, but it's not a momoini gaboch that the nizik has against the mazik. Now, there are different ways of saying this. Let's read Rashi inside. Rashi says, second Rashi on Membezim and Aleph, Meiso av areyu shalachin, di mishabol lo'olam zocha boy ho'av, v'loidomi liknas. As soon as the Meiso Yodayim, for instance, his daughter goes out to work, Oktana goes to work, she earned $13, let's say. Those $13, even before the employer pays the daughter, are owed already an existing monetary choyv of a money gabach to the father. As soon as that choyv exists, zocha b'yohav, v'loy domi l'knas. Why not? To lehav in moment at she'omad b'din, until hamad b'din, or according to Reb Shimon, until the gvi itself, until the hamad b'din, why? V'yidu'u, until there's a hamad b'din, and edim are made against the mazik, against the one who is mechayev himself knas, do'imoyde miftar. Rashi uses as a litmus test that there's a din, we had a din extensively in the third parak of Moedah B'Knas's Potter. The din of Moedah B'Knas's Potter, Rashi says, is the way for us to define for ourselves that the schus is not a moment yet. All it is a chiyuv on the part of them, is a chiyuv that's chal on the mazik, but it's not a schus momoid that's owned by the nizik, and therefore, Moedah Miftah. Now the truth of the matter is that Rashi really didn't have to say this. There would be a simpler way of explaining it, and we'll try to think to ourselves if Rashi is just saying this in his own way, but he's really saying this point. The Morid de Shmaitzer on being Magdir the Chilik between Momin and Knas is the Reb Kiveg and the Gilyan Hashas. Interestingly enough, not even the Gabi Knas, the Reb Kiveg and the Gilyan Hashas is in Makas Tafet. Over there, Taisu says, talks about in reference to it, when does a person who Rachman's son committed an Averu, which is Mechai Nisus Bezdin, when does he actually become Mechuyiv? For instance, if we would see Rachman's son, somebody being Mechal Shabbos, we would go over and shoot him. Would that be considered carrying out Ratzon HaTorah? No. He's not Mechuyiv Misa. He did an Averu by which Bezdin could be Mechayiv in Misa. A Ritzach might be different. Let's leave Ritzach on the side. Ritzach is also a din of Pikuch Nefoshos. There's also a din of getting rid of Reutzkim in society. A roidif might have the same din, but a person who's over an aveir chamura is not mechuyiv misa. Bezdin will pass. The biggest raya is that the Gemara, all of us on Edger and Makis, discourages the bezdin from passing in the misa. The Misa, it's an important point in Hashkafa also. The Misa that a Balaver is Mukhuyiv is not the Pshat inherently is Chayiv Misa. The Rabbeinu Shlalem is the one who punishes Bali Avera. We can't ask questions. Whenever the person gets punished, he gets punished. The Gemara says there's a reckoning for everybody. Eventually he'll get his punishment. There's a din if the claim, if the Eidim come to Bezdin, Bezdin has a din to enforce, so to speak, the din of the Bezdin Shomalo by imposing capital punishment, Misa, Malkus, whatever it will be, the Bezdin Shomato. But he's not Mukhuyiv until the Bezdin Paskins. Says Yub Kiveiger, that when the Gemara Makis uses the Lashon, Makis Dafei, Be'idno de Komisadi, when the Eidim came to say Eidus against the person who did Naveru, Gavra Lav Bar Ketelu, the person was as of yet not Mukhuyiv Misa. Rashi says over there, Ilu have moide have mifta. The same thing he says over here. The litmus test for knowing whether the chiyuv, like we said over here, the knas, the chiyuv is not chal until the bezdin paskins, until the hamod bedin. Why? Because until that point, until Edim come to bezdin and are made that Ruvain was ma'anis bas Shimon and his mukhuyiv. They were made that Ruvain stole from Shimon and he owes him kefil. They were made that Ruvain's shor killed Shimon's Evan and he owes Shloshim Shkolim, whatever the case is. Until that point, since the Baldover would be able to come into Bezdin and be Moida and he would become Potter, we know the halacha is that Moida B'Knas is Potter. Until that point, the Chiv is considered as non-existent. It's only a potential Chiv. Like we said, there is a Chiv there's a personal Chiv on the Mazik to pay the Nizik, but it's not a Schus Momoin that the Nizik has against the Mazik. Before the Bezdin processes the claim, since he moide mifta, that's not a monetary chiyuv. Kivega says it very simply. Kivega says that the chiyuv is not chal. Bezdin creates the chiyuv by Misa. What's interesting is that Rashi says the same thing over there in Makis Dav Hey on Misa as he says over here on Knat. You will have a moide have a mifta. Toisvus is the spoil on Rashi over there. Toisvus says that we don't find that there's a din that if a retzeach a Michal Shabbos comes to Bezdin ahead of Edim and he's moida that he was a Michal Shabbos, he's moida that he committed an Aveir Shechai by Mrs. Bezdin, that he'd be potted. There's no such din. So Taisu says over there, a different Pshat, Taisu says over there that the reason why he's considered either Mukhuyiv or not Mukhuyiv till the Edim come is because it's hard. We know that there's extensive ways that Bezdin weed out Edim to make sure that their story is on the up and up. There's a good chance that the Edim will not make it through the rigorous process of Hachoshes, Bedikas, Chakiris, and so on. In that case, we can't look at it as a done deal. He did the Aveiru, but could be Bezdin won't be Mekabel Edim. He's not considered Mukhuyiv. On that, Kivega asks, why does Tesef say that? So just say that the Chiyuv is created by Bezdin. The Chiyuv is not it does not exist inherently on the person of the Bal Aveiru when he did the Aveiru. The Chiyuv is created later on by Bezdin when they paskin. Now that's true by Misa. Tosis is asking on Rashi. Rashi quotes the same Hagdorah, the same litmus test of when is the Shas HaChiyuv of Ilu HaVamoid. It sounds like Rashi holds that way by Chiyuv Misa also, which is very difficult. Over there in the Hagoyes Cheshik Shloime B'Shem Rebellion Rogala was from the Gdoli Ador, in the door after Chaim Velozhin, about 170, 180 years ago. The Cheshuk Shlomo quotes him as saying that Rashi has to be tweaked a little bit. Rashi Lav Dafka means that if the Reitzeach, if the Michal Shabbos will be Moide in Bezdin, that he'll become Potter. What he means to say is that that's a, like we said, that's a litmus test for knowing that if we say that he could pater himself by being made in Bezdin, that tells us he's not yet Mechuyiv. I mean, say Rashi understands that the reason why there's a din of Moide B'Knas is Potter is because there's a halacha of Kedei Rishosoi, the Gemara Darshins, Kedei Rishosoi V'Loi Shemashia Atzmoi. That means that the Chiyuv of Knas, the Chiyuv of Retzer, the Chiyuv of all Averis that are in Bezdin, has to be the idea that Bezdin paskins with, has to be based on something that Bezdin hears from Edim. If Bezdin receives the information from another source, i.e. when they receive the information from the Baldover himself, by moment, if they hear from a Baldover that he owes Shimon $100, he broke Shimon's window, fine, they'll paskin with that. by knas, by misa, bezdin has to create the chiv, like we said. The chiv is not there until bezdin paskins. If the chiv is not there until bezdin paskins, there's an added tesefes dvarim to that his chayvus, that bezdin has to paskin based on information they hear from edim, not bishem hashiyas atzmei. That tells us that bezdin is creating the chiv. It's not the pshat that when Reuven was Mahanes Bas Shimon, he's mechuyev $100, and Bezdin will enforce it later on, which is the case by moment. Bezdin actually creates the chiv. Bezdin creates the chiv. So then we can talk about that until the point that Bezdin created the chiv, if he would come, he'd be moedim, because then Bezdin can't create the chiv. Now, I'll just add another piece of information. There's an interesting Rashi, two places. Rashi, Zvokam Nafayin Aleph Amin Aleph, and Bechoris Mem Aleph Amin Aleph. Rashi says, L'gabi Shor Haniskal, the halacha is, if Reuven's Shor was Negech, killed somebody, so there's a din of a Shor Haniskal. The Bailam is not Mechuyim Mamed, but his Shor is taken, and they give the Shor a skilum. What would be L'gabi Shor Haniskal if the Bailam came to Bez and said that his Shor is the Shor killed, and the Shor should get skilum? It sounds like from Rashi over there that Rashi is telling us that the Shor would not get Misa. Now, let's think about this for a second. The Misa of the Shor, the skill of the Shor, is not a knas against the Bailam. It's a din in the Shor. This is a Shor that's a Ritzach. The Shor who's a Ritzach has a din to be a Shor Nisko to get Misa. So it would seem that Rashi is really taking seriously what he says in Makis Daf Hei, that even by Misa there's a din of Imoidi Mifta, which is not like Rebbe Rogala brought down the Cheshuk Shlem. So here maybe we could tweak the Vort a little bit, we could add a little bit flavor to it, and we could say like this: Ad Kama, that the definition of what Rashi is saying is that Knas has to be created, the Chiv of Knas has to be created based on information that Bezdin receives from Edim. If Bezdin receives, incorporates the information of the act that happened, Aveira that happened from the Baldover Atzmoy, they cannot create a Chiv based on a Baldover's account. It has to go through the due process of Edim, Kabbalah's Edim, Bezdin, and Bezdin Paskening. If they got the information any other way, if they received the information any other way, then that would not be Mechayim. So if they would accept the version of the Baldover that he was Mazik, then they'd be Paskening based on it. They can't create a Psak to be Mechayev Knas based on that. By Shor Haniskal, besides for the din of actually killing the Shor, which is the Misa of the Shor, there's also the fact that a Shor, which is a Retzach, and it has a din to be killed, also has an Issur Hano. If we listen to the Baldover, it could be that we'll believe the Baldover L'gabi the Issur Hano of the Shor. Once we create a reality in the Shor, that the Shor is a Shor that killed and it has a din Issur Hano, then by definition the Bezdin is not creating the Chiyuv based on the Eidim. They're basing partially their information that this Shor killed is based on the word of the Baldover. So once the Baldover comes and says the Shor is also Bano, and we Paskin that the Shor is also Bano, thereafter Bezdin is not capable of only listening to the Eidim. They already have that information that the Shor killed from the Baldov, and we accepted what they said, L'gabit Yisrael, no. So thereafter, you can't go through due judicial process of Kabbalah's Eidim, being Mekabal, and passing a based on Eidim, so that would not have a din of a Bezdin creating a Chiyuv Misa. So again, in summary, what we have over here is, we have the basic divide between Knas and Momoin. Knas is a Chiyuv which is created by the process in Bezdin, before the Bezdin Paskins, before the Bezdin collects the money, before the Bezdin is maimed the Baldover Bedin, there is no Chiyuv. Again, what happens if there is no Chiyuv? Does that mean that the Mazik himself is totally not Chayv, or just means that there's no monetary schools? What would be, maybe this has been discussed in the third parak, what would be if the Baldover wants to be Teufis, he wants to collect the money on his own without going through Bezdin from the Mazik? Would he be allowed to be Teufis? The Ktzoyis brings in Simchov Kes, B'Shem the Mashal, that Tfisa B'Knas helps, L'chor that's going without a due process going through Bezdin. So L'chor that would tell us that the Chiv inherently is there. But it's possible that the Chiv is only a Lotz Tzidei Shemayim. The chiv is not there as a schus moment. When does knas that's owed turn into a schus moment that a person can be merged to his children like any other monetary schus that he has? Only b'shas hamad v'din, or according to Rishon, when the money is actually collected. Masha'en came by momoin, as soon as the act that was done, that's only cause and effect. The choiv exists as soon as the money's borrowed, as soon as the Cheerios were bought in the grocery store, as soon as the work was performed, but for the employer, that's when the chiv is chal. Therefore, as soon as it's boloilom, like the Mishnah says, ma'aseh de'emtzios, ha'ma bishalagov, so ma'aseh avarein shalachem, because the monetary schus. Father could be ma'aseh, like anything else, to the children. This is the basics of the din of Moedim B'Knas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.